Welcome back to WJR Mornings. This is Jeff Donofrio, president and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, sitting in co-hosting here with my good friend, Lloyd. Lloyd, we are joined by a tremendous leader in Michigan.
Yes.
Evan Lyle, who is CEO of Roush, a Michigan company that has been celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Evan, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it much.
So 50 years for Roush, 25 at the helm for you. When you look back, what makes you most proud?
You know, it is hard to imagine it's been 50 years. I guess I started working for Jack when I was 19 years old. So I've got 45 years into this deal now. And there's so many things that make me proud. But first and foremost, as we talk about being 50 years old, I think the thing that makes us the most proud is that we're here. I mean, we're a 50-year-old Michigan-based, privately held business, and there just aren't that many of them, you know, that exist for that long. And there's good reasons for it, but the first thing is probably just the accomplishment of being here for 50 years and the foundation that we have to keep building on. And then the second thing that really makes you proud is to be part of this for as long as I have been, to work, you know, alongside people that are really my brothers and sisters. For all these years, and so many great people have come through the doors of Roush, have made a living here, have contributed to the foundation that the company is today, and to watch them and their families, and even to see what the families and the kids are doing that are all part of, you know, because this little business started in Livonia, Michigan so many years ago, and it's still here today. That just gives you a great sense of pride. Pretty exciting times here at Roush, for sure.
Evan, you know, when people hear Roush, you know, a lot of them, the first thing comes to mind, NASCAR, fast Mustangs, but that's just a little sliver of what you guys actually do. What would surprise people about, you know, most about the work that's going on inside of Roush?
It doesn't matter where I go, and if you say the name, we do have a great brand recognition that we probably don't take as much advantage of as we should, I suppose, but because of the things that Jack's done on Sundays, quite honestly, the motorsports activity and the brand that he built by, you know, being a guy that was going to work 7 days a week and do the most that he could. But what people didn't realize is that while he was out winning all those races, the most winningest, team owner in NASCAR history, quite honestly, in all the different national series that they run. But while he was doing that, of course, you know, he was building this other business along with the rest of us back here in Michigan that was really set on doing product development in the automotive industry in the beginning. And more mundane than the things we were doing on the weekend. We get great, you know, brand recognition. We get the sense of urgency from motorsports, the competitiveness, all the things that are there. But the reality is that we went into motorsports based on the technical capabilities that we had in the base business. And so today, what we really have 50 years later is probably one of the most complete set of product development capabilities that you can find anywhere. And not only do we have the tools, we have the brain power. And that's a little different than a lot of engineering competitors we have where they don't have the actual tools as well. But we're in the mobility space for sure, you know, in the revolution that's going on in mobility across the board. Aerospace, defense. We participate in the entertainment space where we're doing ride development for people like Disney and Universal. We're in the ag space, which is becoming quite technically advanced as time moves on. We do things in energy. I mean, there's really a lot more going on here than anyone realizes, and it's mostly about product integration. We help people turn their ideas into products. So they come to us with a problem or an idea, and we work hand in hand with them to help them really commercialize their product generally.
So serving those customer needs obviously has kept you in business. But, you know, for five decades, you talked about it, staying competitive in a hyper-competitive environment has to be tough. It has to be tough with skill shortages, skill trades, other talent and disruptions. Right. How do you keep reinventing yourself and staying competitive without losing what makes you Roush?
That's a great question and something we talk about a lot. You know, that I like to say, I mean, Jack Roush, you know, has started this thing in 1976. Jack still shows up every day. His days aren't quite the same as they used to be. I used to joke that if all you had to do was stand next to him all day, you know, most people couldn't do the job. But for sure, he didn't start this business to say, I'm going to have the biggest business or I'm going to have one that's going to be here 50 years from now or whatever. He really started it based on his own technical curiosities. He was interested in doing things that were about technical excellence. That's the foundation of our motorsports activity. It's the foundation of our business. And I think that that idea of, you know, getting up to solve hard problems, to do things that are technically excellent, to add to that a competitive spirit that was just within the guy and a work ethic that was amazing and really second to none. If we can hold on to those things, and we talk about it all the time, so we start from a technical perspective first. We work on, you know, being competitive, which isn't necessarily just always on the racetrack. That can show up at customer satisfaction scores too, right? And then the work ethic, you know, making sure that we're doing the best we can to provide for our customers. I mean, we just continue to build upon that foundation that Jack gave us. And if we do that and we look for opportunities to grow our business, to diversify it, to look for new verticals and new places within the industries that we serve to go to work, and we work on building a sustainable Roush, meaning we're here for 50 years, but we want to be here for another 50 years.
Evan,
and if we hold on to those things, we seem to attract people that, you know, like it.
Yeah.
And they want to be here and they want to help us.
And Evan, you talked about competition and being competitive. As you look at the next generation of talent, I mean, talk about the skills you're hunting for now that maybe you weren't looking for 10 years ago.
You know, interestingly, we talk about this a lot in the BLM group. We talk about a lot, you know, and people and the labor force and the different types of skills that we need to be competitive here in the state and in our business. And for us, I don't think the formula has changed a lot. You know, it goes back to those. It's really simple. People are going to be attracted to the diverse things that we do. They're going to be attracted to the technical excellence. People are attracted to the brand. And so what we end up looking for in our skilled trades and in our engineering workforce is really the same type of attitude that we started with in the beginning. And, you know, the institutions that people train at, the skills that they get today in the workplace, you know, the advanced technologies that are coming, that kind of comes along with the package when you're hiring people today. So it's changed a little bit. You know, an engineer today can do design work, whereas before you just had specific designers and engineers. You know, you still have designers, but, you know, they overlap more than they used to. And that just comes with the way people are trained in school. But really for us, it's about attitude. And we've never wavered from that. We always look for people that have the right attitude, and I think that's one of the reasons why we're here this many years later, too.
Evan, we got about a minute left, and Detroit and Michigan has deep automotive roots, but mobility is changing pretty fast. What role do you see companies like Roush playing in, you know, defining what the next era of transportation looks like?
You know, for us, the good news is that what we do is product development, so I feel for the auto industry that's had to make giant capital bets, you know, based upon the way they think the industry is going to go. And the role we play is to help people integrate technology and move quickly to try and adapt to changing needs and mobility. So whether it be electrification or autonomy, you know, over the road trucks, whatever is going on, for us, we have the opportunity to help people make that come to life quicker and to prove it and to test it and to get data to understand that it's going to work and to reinvent it as they move along. And so I think our role is to really help people move as quickly as they can in a technically excellent way,
yeah,
in a way that ensures that we have, you know, we have a quality product that goes on the road. And that's a great niche for Roush. And a lot of this transformation that's going on in the business has been really good for us.
Evan Lyon, CEO of Roush Enterprises, thanks so much for coming on this morning. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate you having me, guys.
Thanks, Evan.
Coming up at 8:35, what do you see? Who do we have coming up at 8:35, Jeff?
We have Jared Fleischer, who is CEO of Bedrock, and probably can tell us a lot about what Detroit's going to look like in the next 25 years.
Let's talk to him next at 8:35 on JR Morning.